This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Conan.
And Bitcoin is in the news today. Evidently, Bitcoin, the value of it is moving upward several hundred dollars
just
the last few hours. So that's always a good thing. And it's mostly making headlines because Twitter's Jack Dorsey is making a bold bet and some shockingly stupid statements. I don't understand Bitcoin maximalists, you know, and as I understand it, Jack Dorsey is one of those. His solution for all of Bitcoin's problems is essentially the Lightning Network. Have you ever played with the Lightning Network?
I have not.
It's awful. It's the worst thing I've ever dealt with
in regard to cryptocurrency. But it sounds so flashy. It sounds so technologically sound. Lightning.
It is none of those things. I'm pretty experienced when it comes to cryptocurrency and extremely experienced when it comes to technology and things like that. Getting Bitcoin onto the Lightning Network took me about an hour and a half to figure out how to accomplish.
Yeah. And you kind of had an idea of what you were doing,
yeah.
Whereas if we're talking about the normies, it's like, forget this.
Yeah, it's never going to happen. There's zero chance that the Lightning Network is going to fix any of Bitcoin's problems. Plus, it's all built on a trust system. I'm not sure exactly how it works out, but one guy lost, like, I think it was 15 Bitcoins because the nodes with which he was communicating couldn't agree on how much Bitcoin he had.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a bad idea all around. But Bitcoin adoption has stalled, and crypto trading volume has crashed, according to Forbes. I'm not sure where they're getting their data from, but I don't think either of those statements are true. But that's not stopping Twitter's chief executive, Jack Dorsey, who's convinced Bitcoin is the future. The Bitcoin price, still half its all-time high, has struggled to regain the levels it reached in late 2017, although it climbed through last year after a disastrous 2018. Again, though, that's Forbes for you, I guess. It's a heavily slanted article here. It describes it as a disastrous 2018, yet it climbed through last year. Last year was 2019. I don't know what year it is.
Ups and downs, up and down. It's just like the climate.
Yeah, but it definitely trends upward.
Oh, yeah, correct. Just like the climate, just like the weather, our temperature for over the last 10,000 years has actually declined. You have these every 100 years or so, ups and downs,
yeah.
And it only makes sense. This is how life works.
It's definitely how economics works. The Bitcoin price soared today, though, briefly climbing above the $9,000 per Bitcoin mark. It's still well over that. I think it's like $9,300 right now. Some have suggested that the coronavirus emergency is behind Bitcoin's 5% rise.
I saw
today.
That. It's like, how does that even work? Are they what? Not...
I have no idea. It's a bizarre speculative statement, though. But anyway, amid regulatory scrutiny triggered by social media giant Facebook's plans to launch its own answer to Bitcoin, plus other regulatory scrutiny thanks to this little cartel that's building itself and trying to regulate cryptocurrency alongside the state, Dorsey has vowed to help Bitcoin development through his payments company, Square, which does allow people to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash, Bitcoin, but I've never done it. Have you ever used Cash App to buy Bitcoin?
I have not. I'm a simpleton. I'm still using Coinbase.
Okay. Well, we got Coinbase stuff to get into as well, which said it's only a matter of time until instant low-fee Bitcoin payments are as common as cash used to be. For Bitcoin to become a widely used global currency, one that cannot be stopped, tampered with, or rigged in anyone's favor, improvements to Bitcoin's user experience, security, privacy, and scaling are required, Square's cryptocurrency division wrote in a blog post this week. Square Crypto is focusing on Lightning, Dorsey added via Twitter.
Hmm.
And I think that's where everything just sort of goes awry, because Lightning is awful. Square Crypto, which was created last year by Dorsey to spearhead Bitcoin and cryptocurrency development at the company, has said that it's building a development kit for Bitcoin's Lightning Network, a way for smaller Bitcoin payments to be sent more quickly and cheaply without clogging up the Bitcoin blockchain. The fact that it even can be clogged up by small payments that are prohibitively expensive is kind of a problem that Bitcoin can't address without this Band-Aid technology that they call the Lightning Network that is so confusing that I, who have worked in tech for more than 10 years, had a difficult time figuring it out. So Bitcoin's Lightning Network has been praised by some as the potential savior of Bitcoin transactions, something that will allow the clunky and encumbered original blockchain-based cryptocurrency to compete with the likes of more nimble Dash, Litecoin, and Ripple's XRP, plus Bitcoin Cash. However, it's unclear what mainstream adoption of the Bitcoin Lightning Network would mean for the Bitcoin price. It's unclear because widespread adoption of the Lightning Network is just never going to happen. It's way too confusing. But according to MSN, Bitcoin has lost steam, but criminals still love it, which is interesting because I don't think I've ever met a criminal who accepted Bitcoin.
What do you mean by that?
They use cash.
You don't, there's plenty of criminals out there who use Bitcoin or some type of cryptocurrency.
I know the government keeps alleging that.
I'm not sure
there's any data
whatsoever. I'm sure you have had interactions with... And how do we define criminal? Victimless crimes? No.
Well, I would say it's people who are doing things that the state has decided are illegal.
Okay, well, then in that case, I know you've dealt with criminals.
I don't.
Everything we do is illegal.
I don't think anything I do is illegal.
Well, to us, it's not, but I'm according to the state.
I don't think I'm doing anything the state says is illegal. Are you?
Maybe.
Okay, I don't think I am. The last
I'm talking about victimless crimes. Something that the state has deemed
right?
Either a criminal act.
Uh huh.
I mean, even normies can be said to break the law on occasion, whether it be speeding or buying something that they shouldn't have bought.
Right.
Or jaywalking, or basically buying something that they're not allowed to buy. Again?
Yeah, I don't know which of those things I supposedly have done.
Hmm.
I mean,
well, you're a saint.
No,
obviously.
Really? But I mean, as far as traffic laws and things like that, those aren't related to Bitcoin in the first place. So even if I do speed, it's not any way related to Bitcoin. Hmm. I'm talking about, I guess, drug dealers and hitmen and things like that, and specifically, you know, black market goods and services.
Right.
I don't think any of them take Bitcoin. I would be surprised if any of them did, because Bitcoin is so easy to trace and cash is superior for anonymity. But the last few months have not been good for Bitcoin, says MSN. I'm not sure where they're getting that little statement from, but the value of digital current tokens has steadily dropped. Bitcoin trading on cryptocurrency exchanges has slowed, and using Bitcoin to buy legal items, that has also dropped. Well, not here in Keene. I bought a Monster Energy drink today for Bitcoin Cash. Bought one yesterday for Bitcoin Cash as well. So there's certainly avenues for people to spend cryptocurrency legally. But one corner of the Bitcoin economy is still going strong, the sale of illegal drugs and other types of lawbreaking. The amount of cryptocurrency spent on so-called dark net markets, where stolen credit card information and a wide array of illegal drugs can be purchased with Bitcoin, rose 60% to reach a new high of $601 million in the last 3 months of 2019, according to data released Tuesday by Chainalysis. Chainalysis, I guess. A firm that tracks every Bitcoin transaction. And serves as an advisor to an array of government authorities. All the more reason to not use Bitcoin, especially for illicit purchases on the darknet. That's to say, use Monero, or Zcash, or Horizon, or any of these privacy currencies that exist now. The continuing growth of illegal transactions underscores the difficulties that Bitcoin has had in moving past its reputation as a refuge for scoundrels, even as Wall Street institutions have begun buying and selling the digital tokens. Well, we're going to get into what Coinbase is up to and their little syndicate they're working on building. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Conan.
And Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform that you can find at local.bitcoin.com, which allows you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash using dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. So finally, a global trading platform that respects our privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Again, it's local.bitcoin.com, and it's great because if you use the escrow system as a buyer, it's almost impossible for you to get scammed out of your money. You know, if you actually use the site as it says, it's very difficult to get scammed out of your money at local.bitcoin.com. Awesome site. So, as we talked about, or as we alluded to, rather, Coinbase and Ripple executives are working together to what they characterize as help drive U.S. crypto adoption, but what is ultimately really just them creating a cartel of major cryptocurrency companies that get in bed with the state and write regulations to keep smaller companies from even getting off the ground.
Oh, yeah, that's the name of the game.
Yeah, we've seen it in countless industries, and we're going to see it more and more. And now it's Coinbase and Ripple who are hitting this in regard to cryptocurrency. So two executives at Coinbase and Ripple, two companies that I absolutely hate. Coinbase used to do good things. Back when they only supported like Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, and Litecoin, it was a good place to send your grandmother or whatever to buy cryptocurrency because all of the coins there were prominent ones. They were reliable. They were time-tested. But now, yeah, grandma might end up buying something that she didn't want. And the user interface sucks. I recently reactivated my Coinbase account for reasons, and the user interface is just going downhill. It's almost impossible to send yourself Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash or whatever out of the Coinbase wallet because they just hide it from your view as a user in the browser and in the app. It's just ridiculous how bad the user experience has gotten. But the Market Integrity Working Group's co-chairs, now the Market Integrity Working Group is what they're calling their little syndicate of cryptocurrency companies. They want regulators to grasp how they can advance the cryptocurrency industry, because that's one thing regulations have always done right, is advance the industry they're regulating. In an official company statement, Coinbase Senior Director and Associate General Counsel Rachel Nelson, in conjunction with Ripple's head of global institutional markets, wrote, "To improve market integrity and provide consumers the confidence they deserve, Congress may need to enact legislation to support the orderly and secure functioning of crypto markets." Because the government has always been good at that, right? Providing stability and security in
and
markets.
And security, that's the name of the game. Like I said, it's, and of course, running off any uppity up-and-comers,
which is what it's really about.
Who might have better ideas, by the way. You know, they might have a better mousetrap, but they never get their foot in the door because get shot off by good old Coinbase.
Such legislation could expand the Commodity Futures Trading Commission's authority to include the regulation and oversight of digital commodity exchange markets. So, as we talked about years ago, Coinbase is basically bending over and begging for regulations because it believes that the federal government is going to regulate cryptocurrency anyway, and it wants to shape those so that they're favorable to it. The working group, which officially launched on January the 23rd, 2020, outlined the problems that saddle exchanges. According to this organization, state-specific regulations are to blame. Consumers and cryptocurrency exchanges deserve a clear regulatory framework, the establishment of which would ultimately enhance market integrity and drive consumer adoption of cryptocurrencies. I don't know by what reasoning they're coming to that statement. It is confusing how it's basically banned in New York and presumably some other states. But here in New Hampshire, there's no issues whatsoever acquiring it.
There's another issue with Venmo and Coinbase and a lot of other apps. A lot of apps. They use a third-party system called Plaid.
mm-hmm.
which I don't understand exactly, but it's a third-party system that actually connects via your bank
right.
to these apps.
Right.
So you give permission to Coinbase, say, to access your app, but Coinbase is using this third-party Plaid as a go-between.
Well, if you connect your bank account to it, sure. If you connect your debit card to it or your credit card or whatever, you don't necessarily have to do that.
And Venmo is the isn't that the pay service that all the millennials are using these days to as a kind of a, like PayPal kind of a deal?
I don't know. Venmo banned me for life about the same time that PayPal did because PayPal owns both of them.
Right.
I don't understand why PayPal needs both Venmo and PayPal.
Well, it's their monopoly.
I guess. Well, couldn't they have just like bought Venmo and shut it down? It seems like that would have made more sense.
Hmm. Actually, maybe that is the ultimate plan.
That's what I would have assumed they would have done. I mean, there's no reason for them to have both.
I know I don't use PayPal all that much, but every now
I'm
and then I have
life,
to.
So I don't use it.
And the reason is, you're banned from PayPal as well?
Yeah.
I use it with eBay transactions, which I hate. I hate eBay.
Okay. How come?
It's so much easier on Amazon.
Okay, yeah, that's true.
The true monopoly, the big boys in the room. It's just much easier to do shipping and to make the deal with the customer, whereas eBay is still kind of, it's like Craigslist.
I forgot that eBay existed, to be totally honest.
I probably do a handful of transactions a year, and I'm thankful for it because every time I my heart just sinks when something's sold on eBay. I'm like, oh God, I got to do this again.
Okay.
Whereas Amazon, it's quick.
Do you sell things on Amazon? Because I know they do have the Amazon Marketplace or whatever that's essentially like eBay.
I am a reseller. I sell
okay
quite a lot.
See, I'm just thinking about this from a consumer perspective, and I haven't used eBay in probably 5 years.
Like I said,
I forgot it existed.
If you want to buy junk, it's like an online yard sale these days.
I mean, that's true of Amazon as well, though.
Well, you get new Chinese junk.
Okay, that's true.
Sometimes in the original package.
And then eBay is just used yard sale junk?
Oh, it's junk. It's parts. If you want to buy a used part for some electronics in your car or something, okay, I would go to eBay. Someone's found something at a yard sale, and now they've got it on their shelf, and they've listed it, and they're trying to turn it. It's just
that's what people do on eBay now?
That's what they've always been doing.
I don't know. I've never played with eBay very much.
It's like I said, it's not for me. I very rarely go on it.
Amazon's certainly better, especially with Amazon Prime, because everything gets shipped basically, or not everything, but most things get shipped for free within 2 days.
If they have I'm not an Amazon Prime merchant.
Okay.
So, but I always have it out that day. So you're basically getting it pretty damn quick. But no, if you're a merchant, Amazon Prime linked merchant, and your items are in their warehouses, and or you have the capability shipping out that quickly, then that's how you get in like Flynn. You get to the top of the list too, by the way. There's lots of rules.
Okay, interesting. More about cryptocurrency in just a moment. Evidently, Peter Schiff lost all his bitcoins and he's upset.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org. I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet. And you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senators will pose written questions in the Senate impeachment trial of President Trump on tomorrow and Thursday. 16 total hours for questions are allowed under Senate rules. The questions will be sent to Supreme Court Justice John Roberts, who is presiding over the impeachment trial. He will then present the questions to Democratic House managers and the president's defense team. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is telling Republicans he does not currently have the votes to block witnesses in the president's impeachment trial. Republican Senator from Florida, Rick Scott, reacts to the news.
I believe that on Friday, when we get to the decision whether we're going to have witnesses, we're not going to do it. I mean, there's no logic to doing it. The House had their opportunity. Take John Bolton. They could subpoena him, and they elected not to. So you can't feel sorry for them. They've had their witnesses.
In a final look at your numbers on Wall Street, the Dow gained 187 points. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Conan.
And the Edge Wallet is the mobile wallet that I use primarily, especially now that I've finally gotten all of my crypto out of Coinbase, so I no longer have to enter this gigantic password anytime I want to send or receive cryptocurrency. It's available for both iOS and Android. It lets you buy, sell, trade, and securely hold cryptocurrencies, and it's all user-controlled, like a good wallet should be. You own your money. It supports Bitcoin Core, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, and many more. Visit edge.app to learn more about it and its veteran team that's been building it since 2014 with the tagline of Secure Your Freedom. Again, that's edge.app. Or just look it up on the Google Play or Android Store, or Google Play Store and iOS Store, whatever the iOS Store is called, probably Apple Store or some kind of crap. I don't know. I don't use iPhones. So as we talked about, Peter Schiff lost his Bitcoin.
Bitcoins?
That's an interesting question. I don't like Bitcoins as a word.
As plural or yeah, just as a word
prefer,
in general?
I prefer just using Bitcoin as plural.
Which it is.
Yeah, because saying bitcoins sounds to me like saying monies.
Good point.
And it sounds awkward to me. I don't know if anyone else agrees, but that's...
But just a coin, bitcoin, sounds singular, and so I could also throw you off if you were not... if you're not up on the lingo.
I don't know how much Bitcoin he lost, and I don't think Peter Schiff does either. So on January the 19th,
he was probably gifted some, you know, a fan. Hey, dude, check this out. Here's a Bitcoin.
Well,
10 years ago.
It gets kind of dumber than that, unfortunately. Famous crypto skeptic and gold bug Peter Schiff. Now, as we were talking about before the show, Peter Schiff, he may like gold, but he does not like the Utah gold backs, which is unfortunate because they're nice little notes made out of actual gold or containing actual gold. Anyway, he claimed on Twitter that he has lost access to his Bitcoin wallet and that his password is no longer valid. Schiff added that his Bitcoin is now intrinsically worthless and has no market value. He also added that, I knew owning Bitcoin was a bad idea, I just never realized it was this bad. Now, he's wrong on several notes. The Bitcoin still has market value, even if it has no liquidity, because he, like a noob, lost his password.
Mm. By the way, I'm looking at these gold bags. They are pretty fresh. I'm taking it that... That stamp down there in the bottom is gold?
The Utah gold back?
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure about a stamp.
I see some... here, I've got one in my hand. These are very pretty.
Yeah, I've got some right here. I just acquired some today. They're gorgeous. And they actually do contain, you know, a thousandth of a troy ounce of gold or 2/100ths of a troy ounce of gold. Whatever the denomination is noted, it actually contains that amount of gold. They're really cool.
And right now, one gold back is worth about a little under $3.
I prefer thinking of as one gold back is worth one gold back.
There's a better way to look at it. It's worth, let's see, hold on.
But yes, this in is current worth, USD values, I think $1 gold back is worth like $2.50 right now.
If you were buying eggs from me, I would accept one gold back for a dozen eggs.
Okay.
How about that?
Let's go to the phones real quick. We've got Jeff calling from Missouri. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I got a question for the he/she.
Yep, go ahead.
Yeah, are you chemically or physically castrated? I don't know what your Jewish doctor did to you exactly, but it was probably was something along the lines of that.
My Jewish doctor, I've never had a Jewish doctor. The doctor that I did initially see was a guy who immigrated here from India.
Okay, all right.
But I guess the answer would be chemically castrated. Go ahead.
So that doesn't answer my question. Did are you chemically or physically castrated?
Say that one on the air. Chemically, for what it's worth. But
isn't that the way? I mean, how many physical options are there?
There's just the one, and I wouldn't
go down that path, yeah. Go down that road.
So anyway, back to the subject of Bitcoin, because Jeff couldn't manage to
stay on topic.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he stayed on topic. He just couldn't keep it radio friendly. So Schiff added, as I said, that his Bitcoin is now intrinsically worthless and has no market value. He also added that he thought owning Bitcoin was a bad idea because he lost his password. That's like saying that email is a bad idea because he forgot his password and lost access to some critically important emails.
The internet, according to some many years ago, is a bad idea because, I don't know.
That's right. It was supposed to have the total... economic value of the fax machine something to that effect, right?
look where it is. Look where it's at. And by the way, spoken by another economist.
Yes.
Very popular...
Who was that? What was his name?
Krugman.
Yeah. Yep.
He's a silly guy.
So after Schiff tweeted about his loss, the cryptocurrency community was quick to jump to his rescue. For example, co-founder and partner at Morgan Creek Digital, Anthony Pompliano, responded by asking if he forgot his password, to which Schiff has responded, my wallet forgot my password, which means that, yes, Peter Schiff forgot his password. Mm. I don't think if he's dealing with a wallet like that, I'm not aware of one that's going to store his password for him.
Correct. And now, and what are the options if, say, you have your wallet?
Uh-huh. And you've forgotten your password?
Are the password hacking finders out there? Is this a possibility? Is it lost forever?
Anything can be hacked.
Eventually.
The problem with hacking this is that if the password is sufficiently complicated, like 15, 20 characters, if he's using a password manager or something, it's just unfeasible. So.
Sad. It's sad that Schiff is
an idiot.
Well,
idiocy is tragic. That's true.
It would be nice if he can get on the old bandwagon with the rest of us, but now he's that much further off the wagon.
So Pompliano then asked Schiff to email him directly. The software just executes the commands the humans give it. It can't forget anything. Email me, and I'll try to help you recover the lost Bitcoin. Not only can it not forget anything, it can't remember anything. I mean, it's just an interface for dealing with the blockchain. Schiff forgot his own password. However, it looks like the Bitcoin may be gone for good, as Schiff responded. Eric Voorhees, who's the guy behind Shapeshift, which used to be a good company before it implemented KYC, set up the wallet for me, and even he thinks there is nothing I can do. But you're welcome to try if you have any ideas. This is why you back up your private keys, ultimately. You don't just set your wallet up and then use a one-time password that you're never going to use again and then forget about the password.
Again, that's another thing that that people just haven't had to deal with for forever. They've got a bank, you know, taking care of all that information for them. They know that they can go talk to someone behind a teller if there's any issue. Of course, that bank could fail as well.
And if they forget their bank password, they can reset it.
Correct. So this is something that this is new territory for a lot of people, and I think that's the hurdle that we have to get over. Dealing with these big monopoly companies like Coinbase has made it simpler, and I think in the long run it's going to. Well, I mean, I think we're headed right down the same path that that got us here where we're at with the Federal Reserve note and whatnot, and it's going to repeat. The same process is going to repeat.
Yeah.
Except it's going to be cryptocurrency this time.
You mentioned Shapeshift did KYC. What's that?
You have to actually create an account with them, and I think you have to submit an ID. I don't recall to what extent. Oh, KYC is know your customer. Sorry, I think that's what you meant. It requires you to identify yourself in ways that could perhaps link you to behavior that you don't want to be linked with. It's not a good thing. 855-450-3733. Call and talk about whatever is on your mind.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Conan.
And we've been talking about Peter Schiff, who stupidly managed to lose his cryptocurrency, his Bitcoin, because he claims that his wallet forgot his password, but more than likely, he forgot the password that he sent. And he didn't back up his wallet or anything like that. So he threw away his Bitcoin, and now he's upset because he did something stupid. He did a dumb, and he thinks it's Bitcoin's fault. I can't imagine the confusion that must exist in his head for him to do something stupid and then blame Bitcoin because of it.
But he's never been on that wagon, though. He's never had anything nice to say about Bitcoin.
No.
So this is compounded the whole what he has decided many years ago. This has not helped anything for his argument.
Well, if he bought it, put it on a wallet, set a password, then forgot the password and never used the Bitcoin at all for anything, then of course he's not going to be a big fan of it.
Mm-mm.
I mean, you have to spend it and use it and acquire more of it and all of that in order to really get a feel for a cryptocurrency. In fact, I used to be a cryptocurrency
hoarder.
No, a doubter, in fact. I just didn't see it being useful in the long run until I went to the Porcupine Freedom Festival the first year and I saw people actually spending and using cryptocurrency in real life to make purchases, to buy food, to buy drinks, to do other things. It was eye-opening. And I immediately, when I got back home, started buying cryptocurrency, which I had always avoided prior to that because it seemed like a scam, a Ponzi scheme, or whatever. It's because most of the news that people acquire comes from people like Peter Schiff and Krugman and these other idiots. But let's go to the phones. We've got Thomas calling from Kentucky. Thomas, you're on Free Talk Live.
How are y'all doing tonight?
Doing good. How are you? What's on your mind? They were quick on that.
It was blocked for us?
Yeah. Before I could even click anything, they had already dropped the call and dumped it. Good on them. Way to go. So Schiff is known for being an outspoken critic of cryptocurrencies. Just before the new year, he claimed that unlike every other asset class, Bitcoin was not rising toward the end of the calendar year. I don't know what markets he's watching, but he's 100% wrong. I started using localbitcoins.com toward the end of last year, and the value since has just gone from like 7,000 per to about 9,000 per on average. So that's not true. But I've noticed that as Bitcoin is climbing the past few weeks, we've gotten all sorts of ridiculous articles about cryptocurrency, how it's stalled, how adoption isn't going anywhere, and all of these other things. Right at the same time that Bitcoin is actually gaining momentum.
Right.
But Local Bitcoins has its own weird stuff going on. Evidently, they've quietly suspended accounts in multiple regions without any notice whatsoever to the users and have kept them from getting their Bitcoin. But they're based in Finland, which is news to me. It's one of the most prominent global peer-to-peer crypto exchanges, and it's reportedly suspended user accounts in some countries in Africa, the Middle East, and Asia without warning, with some users being unable to withdraw their Bitcoin, Forbes reported on January the 25th. According to the report, the first complaints started coming in last week with Local Bitcoin's users in countries like Afghanistan, Iraq, Nigeria, Syria, and Pakistan, claiming they were not able to withdraw their Bitcoin without deleting their accounts. Local Bitcoins has made no official announcement on the matter, but Cointelegraph has asked the company to provide a comment, but still hasn't received a response. Meanwhile, Local Bitcoins tweeted on January the 28th that they would have some planned maintenance work, which reportedly lasted for 1 hour, and they did indeed. It went off without a hitch, from what I could tell. It started at like 2 o'clock this morning and ended at 3, and everything was normal. But of course, I don't live in Pakistan or Syria or Nigeria, so maybe things are not so normal for users who live in those countries. So one of the alleged affected users suggested on Reddit that the action must be connected with the European Union's new anti-money laundering law. God, that is such a mouthful.
I like mundering. Anti-mundering. It sounds like something the EU would do.
Yeah, it does.
Getting in people's business.
Which is known as the fifth anti-money... God, I almost said it again. Anti-money laundering directive. In a January the 28th post on Reddit, the user claims that new account users are not able to send Bitcoin that they receive in their wallets while customer support is not responding at all. That sucks.
And what service is this?
It's localbitcoins.com, which is a peer-to-peer exchange, but it's a custodial exchange. So they actually control the wallets. That's why there's a fee to withdraw and things like that.
Right.
Things that don't exist on the superior Bitcoin.com and local.bitcoin.com. In a separate January the 22nd personal blog post, the Redditor reported the issue in detail, noting that those users who got their local Bitcoin's account suspended were shown the following message. Customers residing or otherwise located in the following countries are required to have an enhanced due diligence process. The countries are defined by the European Union Commission. Afghanistan, American Samoa, the Bahamas. Actually, it's a rather long list of countries. All that have to go through enhanced know-your-customer routines in order to continue using localbitcoins.com. Other Redditors reported that the affected users will have to wait for at least 14 days to delete their accounts in order to withdraw their Bitcoin.
Mm.
One guy purportedly had to request the deletion of his account in order to get access to his crypto, which is better than not getting access to your crypto, I guess. Because, I mean, now they can just use a VPN and claim to be an American or a Canadian or something.
Right.
It's really sad to see, even though I have a fully verified Tier 2 status, my account has been put on a forced holiday, probably because I am in one of the targeted countries. I really hope I get my bitcoins back after 14 days. I've submitted an account deletion request and received a confirmation email from your support team. Some users were banned for no reason at all. One guy representing a crypto-related business in Lebanon reported that local Bitcoin suspended his account without sending any email before blocking the account. Well, that screwed up. Nader Durrani, a co-founder of this local cryptocurrency business, complained that the account suspension has led to termination of his entire business, despite him having set up the account almost 3 years ago, as well as verified his account with his passport. Meanwhile, Bitcoin is becoming more and more important in Lebanon amid the intensifying economic crisis in the country, which is about what you would expect. When an economic crisis happens, alternative currencies are going to become more and more valuable and more useful. It was, in fact, economic crisis that led to the creation of Bitcoin in the first place. The 2007 recession. So it's all very frustrating to see what's happening in cryptocurrency today. You've got local Bitcoins who enhanced their KYC measures anyway and added this tier system, I think at some point throughout the last year, that's just intrusive, ridiculously intrusive. You've got Coinbase and Ripple bending over backward to do everything they can to get themselves regulated. And then you've got Peter Schiff out there going all over the internet complaining about how he lost his Bitcoins because he forgot his password.
He claims, he says when the blockchain updated their app, I don't know how does the blockchain update the app?
Did he really say this? When the blockchain updated their app?
All right, quote. I'll read the whole thing. My Bitcoin mystery is solved. I mistook my PIN for my password. When blockchain updated their app, I got logged out. I tried logging back in using my PIN, which was the only password I had never known or used. I also never had a copy of my seed phrase, honest but costly mistake, end quote.
How did he never have a copy of his seed phrase? What he meant to say was that he did not write down his seed phrase.
That's probably what happened.
But he certainly had one. Peter Schiff, and when the blockchain updated his app, that's priceless.
When the blockchain updated their app. So there's an app out there. There's a blockchain app.
Well, there may be an app run by like blockchain.info or something. I'm not going to say there isn't, but I don't think that's what Peter Schiff meant.
But it sounds like he might have been using Bitcoin here and there. Or maybe he's just making it sound like he did.
Well, it's solid advice for anyone considering getting into cryptocurrency. Do your research. Write the things down that the wallet tells you to write down and back up. 855-450-3733.
What good is living in a free society if you don't live a free life? Being stuck in a job or being locked into a relationship, but you're not free to do what you want. I'm Caleb Jones, and I've taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.